This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, a Feast of Epiphanies. Dear friends, these first verses from the second chapter of Matthew, well, they're among the most action-packed accounts found in all 66 books of the Bible. You see, a Hollywood scriptwriter would be hard-pressed to match the intrigue, the triumph, and yes, the tragedy. As a preacher, I'm swamped with the symbolic richness of this gospel. A single sermon doesn't do it justice, but let's try. The dictionary, well, it tells us an epiphany is a sudden intuitive insight into the essential meaning of something. This week's gospel for the Feast of the Epiphany is literally a feast of epiphanies. You see, it's chock full of insights into the meaning of the coming of Christ and the transformation it promises. Think about it. Start with the vision of the Magi. They devoted their lives to studying the heavens, and then suddenly there was a brilliant light that they had never seen before. And for all their astronomical knowledge, well, they were baffled. They dropped everything to set out to follow wherever this strange star would lead them. For mile after mile over mountains and across deserts, they fixed faithfully on this single celestial signpost, which led them to the newborn Jesus. The journey of the Magi, well, it raises some challenging questions for us. What star do you follow? Does it lead to Jesus? Or is it all about getting and keeping more and more stuff? Filling the hole in your soul with things, maybe a bigger paycheck, a bigger house, season tickets, the best table, an iPhone 10, or the hippest sneakers. Surely these are nice things to have, but as many funerals as I do, they shrink to insignificance. The Magi, well, they got it right the first time. Follow your star to Jesus, his love, his way. They're all that endures. All four Gospels have examples of the Messiah of the chosen people gathering in all the people of God's creation. So significantly, right from the birth of Jesus, God mobilized the heavens to reach all the way to Persia. Today, you and I walk in the footsteps of the Magi. Our home, well, it's further from Bethlehem than was the Magi's home in Persia. But his call is just as strong. His star is just as bright. We follow Christ from across cultures and across millennia. The gates of heaven have been thrown open to us. No matter how humble our condition, you and I stand before the throne of God, no less noble than the kings, no less beloved than the prophets, no less entitled than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Magi, well, they didn't come empty-handed, and neither should we. Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, well, he doesn't need our gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You see, all creation does his bidding, but he does want us to give back for our own sake, to demonstrably express our gratitude. In other words, to have some skin in the game. Our gifts, our tithes, our charity, our service, all our good works, well, they don't buy God's love. They don't buy redemption. Those are gifts outright. The Magi, well, they didn't bribe the star to lead them to Jesus. They didn't pay Mary and Joseph to see their child. Without claim or condition, they simply laid their gifts at the feet of the newborn king in awe, in adoration, in gratitude, and so should we. And then there's Herod. The world's seen his like so many times in his self-centered soul. The epiphany, well, it's all about him. It's an opportunity to eliminate a potential rival, no matter the cost. Deceit, deception, yes, even mass murder. These things, well, they afflict other people. To him, they're just an average tyrant's way of doing business. To the lands crossed by the Magi, well, they're plagued by a new slaughter of the innocents. And these new Herods are just as fiendish as the original. Canon Andrew White, the Anglican vicar of Baghdad, reported on the beheading of four children who refused to renounce Christ. With knives at their throats, they told their ISIS tormentors that they would always love and follow Jesus. And so they did follow him all the way home to the Father. While you and I are appalled by this horror, to be honest, Haven't we all got the tiniest touch of Herod in us? Far too often we tell ourselves that we're the arbiters of good and evil. What we see as good for us, we see as the obvious good. We don't operate on Herod's scale, but we do let our egos lead us around by the nose. My friends, Epiphany is a good time to alter that course. It's time to remember that only Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. It's time to recognize that our star is the grace of God, and it still leads us to Jesus. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.